a community conference titled Autism Next Steps, hosted by the Chattanooga Autism Center, will be held Friday, April 4th at the Chattanooga Convention Center from 8 a.m. to 3:40 p.m. I spoke with the director of the Chattanooga Autism Center, Dave Buck. This is the 5th annual Autism Conference. It's a day of talking with parents of autistic children, professionals, educators, or anybody that might interface with an adult or a child with autism.
That's exactly right. We have 4 tracks now. So what you just mentioned, it's geared towards parents, but also educators. We had 180 educators last year, and we expect that many this year. But we also have an adult track. So those talks are geared for adults who have autism spectrum disorders or people who support and work with adults.
You can have high-functioning autism, such as Asperger's, that really is a fairly relatively new diagnosis in the autism spectrum, that are in positions of authority or working, and no one even knew they had autism. They just had little quirks.
That's right. And when people do get that diagnosis, whether it's self-diagnosis from understanding and educating themselves or actually getting the autism assessment, every person I've talked to has found relief and a better understanding about themselves as a result.
Autism manifests itself in so many ways. It's very hard to say this person has autism because they do this. It is so different. It's not only different within each of the types of autism within the spectrum, but also every person who has autism will react differently. This is not a disease that you can catch from someone else. It's simply a different way the brain functions in individuals.
Right, and that's why we see so many differences. It is defined by several different things, such as differences in sensory processing and differences in social skills and language development. But just for example, sensory processing differences can mean that you are very, very sensitive to some things, or can mean that you are not sensitive. So running around barefoot or in shorts in winter and not being phased is another aspect of it. It's not all one way of presenting itself.
And it's not all social behaviors, but although that is probably one of the most obvious indicators as someone who is fairly socially inept.
Right, and it's not always inept either. It's just some differences in social skills. The ability to pick up on facial expressions or other cues, there tends to be a deficit in that. And then that can lead to a variety of different expressions of social behavior. It might be talking too much or not talking enough, being too shy or anxious in social settings. Again, a variety of different ways that it can present itself.
If you are a parent of a child that has fairly extensive and extreme autistic behaviors, then you know the challenge of just changing something in the daily routine of your child or taking them out in public or helping them interface with other children. It can be very isolating. It can be very difficult. And parts of this conference will help the parents living with an autistic child.
Parents who have a child with autism, number one, are very stressed out because there is not as much support as you would have with a typical developing child. It's more difficult to get the right babysitter. It's more difficult to change your schedule. So these parents, they are constantly looking for more information, more strategies, more knowledge about autism so that they become super parents. And that's really what happens to them. And it's an ever ongoing process for them. When the child is 3 or 4, they learn a certain set of things, but then the child goes into grade school and school becomes an issue where you learn about different social needs. Middle school, high school, getting a job, all of these next steps are things that the parents have to always be considering. So they have to be several steps ahead of their current situation.
And also keep in mind that not all of these children are necessarily deficient in their educational goals. They can be absolutely brilliant, but just have a different way of manifesting their behaviors.
The research on Asperger's, for example, the level of autism that requires the least amount of support, shows that these kids have average to above average intelligence. I mean, that's what we expect. That's what we tend to see. That doesn't mean they're going to get all A's all the time, but it does mean that, yes, they tend to perform very well academically, or better than average, we can say.
What can we expect during the conference? You said you had 4 different tracks?
There's a track for educators. And so there are talks on getting organized, and being organized for kids with Asperger's and autism spectrum disorders can be extra helpful for a teacher. There's also talks on self-advocacy and self-awareness, sensible sensory strategies in the classroom, handling difficult behaviors in the classroom. We have this great presentation on video modeling that teachers are going to be thrilled about. It's some really neat research done here in Chattanooga at Siskin. Then we have two tracks for parents, because we have so many different talks that are geared towards parents. They can deal with coping with your child, working with your doctors and medical issues, evidence-based treatments, tools to help with education at home for the parents who might be homeschooling or assisting their kids with school. Now, the other track is for adults. And so adults with autism might want to know a little bit more about executive functioning, how to bridge the gap between school and what happens after high school, what resources are available in the community, and what they can do for themselves.
And since education hopefully never ends, all of your life you're learning. And for someone with, say, Asperger's, who could be very detail-oriented and just can never get enough of some information, how to work that into their life can be interesting.
Right, and that is difficult. We all have very little time, it seems, right, to educate ourselves. We have jobs and other lives, or parents have kids that need our attention. So it does take a lot of work to carve out some time to go to a workshop. And there are lots of workshops in our region, a lot of different communities. The school system puts them on. The Autism Center puts them on. They're at Siskin and other places. But it's hard to carve out that time. So you have to really respect and appreciate those parents that can make it to a talk or to a conference. Yeah. And the teachers, too, who some of them take off work to come to this conference and educate themselves.
What's the date of the conference and where will this be held?
This is the fifth annual, and we've been holding it at the convention center because it's so huge. We have approximately 500 people attending, and the date is April 4th, and it goes from 8 in the morning till about 3:40. You don't have to attend all of it, and there's a lot of different talks that you can choose to go to. To register for the conference, and you have to register beforehand, you go to ChattanoogaAutismCenter.org, and there will be several links to the conference, and one of them is a registration link. You can register online. Or if you have questions, you can call our center. The phone number is 423-531-6961.
Now, in addition to this conference that's coming up, the Autism Center here in Chattanooga helps families with networking with other families with autism. And it can be kind of isolating when you're raising a child with autism. And it's nice to have that network and people you can reach out to and get involved with.
Right, so think about someone who has just gotten that diagnosis for their child, or it can be an adult who just got that diagnosis. One of the first feelings that you have, among others, is that you feel alone. Where do you go to find someone who understands what you're going through or to help you go through this? And so getting in touch with those other families, sometimes it's done online, sometimes it's going to a conference or an autism awareness event. Getting in touch with other families and being with them forms a support group. They're the ones who pave the way for the parents who are coming up behind them. The Autism Center, that's one of the things that we do, is help people get connected, again, whether it's online or face-to-face. Getting involved with us helps you get connected to other families.
April 2nd is Autism Awareness Day. There will be an opportunity to learn more about what this condition means.
Autism Awareness Month is all of April, and Autism Awareness Day is April 2nd, and that's national. Well, Chattanooga has started celebrating Autism Awareness Day. Siskin last year got several organizations together, including Autism and Behavior Services, the Chattanooga Autism Center, Signal Centers, Orange Grove, and Siskin all got together and had an event at Miller Plaza. Well, now we've gotten together to do it again to make sure that this is an annual and ongoing thing. And we want everyone to know, whether you have children with autism, whether you're an adult with autism, or you want to just learn a little bit more and support the autism community. This is a brief but powerful event that's held April 2nd at 10 a.m. at Miller Plaza. There'll be a few minute talks by some family members or an adult with autism, again, very short, and we want to build awareness in our community. This event is free. It's a great way to come and pick up a little bit of literature, learn more about what resources are available. Maybe you can take those back to your school or to your friends and family or people that you think would benefit from this. But it is a show of support in Chattanooga to come together and observe this day. All right, along with all of the talks that'll be held at the Autism Awareness Day. Miller Plaza has these beautiful fountains outside, and they're going to have blue food coloring in them, so it'll be lighted up blue with the blue light shining on the fountain. So it's going to be a real spectacular event. Everybody needs to stop by and see that. Wear blue on April 2nd to show that you are aware of autism and celebrating that day. And so lighted up blue is part of that whole celebration.
Autism Awareness Day is Wednesday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. in Miller Plaza. And the Autism Conference will be held Friday, April 4th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Visit the web at ChattanoogaAutismCenter.org for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.